USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Today is Super Tuesday, the biggest day of the 2024 election nominating cycle.
Results will be announced in 16 states and American Samoa. It's a big day for former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, who so far has only won one Republican contest in Washington, D.C. The number of delegates on the table will be a big boost for the winners. Former President Trump and President Biden are the favored frontrunners. I'm Dave Collins.
Congressional leaders are unveiling the text of a government funding bill aimed to pass and prevent a shutdown before the Friday deadline. USA's John Schaefer.
The legislation is more than 1,000 pages in length, and it's designed to fund the government until October. It encompasses six bills forged through negotiations between the House and Senate and backed by President Biden. House Republicans are considering a vote on Wednesday utilizing an expedited procedure. That's according to a leadership aide. Subsequently, the bill would proceed to the Senate, where it will require swift approval and the support of 60 votes for passage.
NFL star Jason Kelce announcing his retirement from football. He made that announcement at a news conference in Philadelphia on Monday.
13 seasons in Philadelphia, and I look back on a career filled with ups and downs.
Kelce was drafted by the Eagles in the sixth round of the 2011 NFL draft, contributing to their victory in Super Bowl 52. For weeks, many in the NFL world had speculated about Kelce's pending retirement. He's becoming more of a household name with a successful new podcast and a documentary about his family life. Women's college basketball phenom Caitlin Clark of the Iowa Hawkeyes has now topped legend Pete Maravich's record to become the NCAA's all-time points record holder in Division I college basketball. This is USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-540-9750. 800-540-9750. 800-540-9750. That's 800-540-9750.
Former President Trump hailed the Supreme Court's ruling preventing states from removing him from the ballot, stating that it will unify the country.
They worked long, they worked hard, and frankly, they worked very quickly on something that will be spoken about 100 years from now and 200 years from now. Extremely important.
Speaking from his Mar-a-Lago estate following the decision, Trump commended the court. He also criticized what he termed out-of-control judges and rogue prosecutors. This week, President Biden set to deliver his State of the Union address. A preview of Thursday's speech indicates the president will detail his efforts to ensure the wealthy contribute their fair share in taxes. Additionally, Biden will advocate for policies that have the potential to garner bipartisan support, like initiatives to assist veterans in combat cancer. NFL star Jason Kelce announcing his retirement from football. He made that announcement at a news conference in Philadelphia on Monday.
13 seasons in Philadelphia, and I look back on a career filled with ups and downs.
Kelce was drafted by the Eagles in the sixth round of the 2011 NFL draft, contributing to their victory in Super Bowl 52. For weeks, many in the NFL world had speculated about Kelce's pending retirement. He's becoming more of a household name with a successful new podcast and a documentary about his family life. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.